Mara, when he talks about the halacha of a mitzara of barad yeshev mechutz machaneh moshavoy, that the mitzara has to be placed in a place where he's all alone by himself. The morale sees in this possibly a source of tumah. He's contrasting the concept of tumah of a mace and that of a mitzara. And he says both of them, the source of their tumah is the fact that they are nivdal. So when we come in contact with something which is nivdal, which is totally different than us, it leaves an impact on us. And when that impact is considered in some way removing us from the state of being or where we're supposed to be, that's received this tumah. Rav Hirsch talks about this idea that the elements of tumah are, it leaves an impact upon the person with some elements of taking away from his being of what the way a human being is supposed to function, is supposed to be. In some way we become lacking, that void is referred to as tumah. So the mitzara is muvdal from bnei adam, so therefore he's a source of tumah. The mace is nivdal from chayim, and therefore he's a source of tumah. And that's how that the morale's point when he sees this and he contrasts those two points. So it gives us an interesting definition of the concept of tumah and what it means, that if you would come in contact with a mitzara, that a mitzara is a person who is some way, because of his act of saying lashon hara and misunderstanding the whole concept of the relationship between human beings, it's become such an element of the mouths of the person that coming in contact with him damages me. Coming in contact with a person who doesn't understand the value of life. Not only this, so a person touches a ritzeach, he doesn't become tame. A person doesn't understand the value of life. Apparently the damage that a Baal Lashon Hara does to the understanding of what it means, the chashivas of a person, what it means, the chashivas of mankind, the value of a human being, is greater. The act of Lashon Hara, it's more insidious, there's more damage, that there's going to be an impact of, he's a nivdal from what it means to function as a person. And interacting with him is worse than touching a gorilla. A gorilla is also a nivdal from human beings. You never thought of a gorilla as a human being. Maybe even a ritzeach, in a certain sense, we recognize that he's moved from us to the point that it doesn't leave an impact on us. But the person says lashon hara, but he's so bad. He's normal. We all say lashon hara. Yeah, we see negative things. We say negative things. It leaves an impact upon us. It dulls our sensitivity of the chashiva as a human being. That how in the world is it possible that I could go and say something negative and see negative and not see and instead focus on the chashivas and godless of a human being that the Bereshit created? And that impact is so significant and so damaging that it leaves an element of tumah. So the element of being barad yeshev is a defining element that he's a muvdal of a functioning, of a true functioning human being, and that is something which it gives us a new insight into the depths of the depravity of lashon hara, the damage of lashon hara, the dangers of lashon hara, and the chesrenos of lashon hara, which we need to overcome and be careful from. Have a good Shabbos.